So the Gemara had said on Daf Samach Amid Beis, about 10 lines from the top, Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmani Meturgemane de Rab Shimon Ben Lakish. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmani, he was the Meturgeman of Rab Shimon Ben Lakish, and he said the following drash. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Vayemer Hashem al Moshe, Ksav Lucha es Hadvarim Ha'ela, Ki Al Pi Hadvarim Ha'ela Karati Itcha Bris the Es Yisrael. So he said, write es Hadvarim Ha'ela. Why? Ki Al Pi Hadvarim Ha'ela Karati Itcha Bris the Es Yisrael. So the Meturgeman of Rab Shimon Ben Lakish, he was very, very bothered. Why was he bothered? Because from the fact that it says Ksav Lucha es Hadvarim Ha'ela, it sounds like Torah is meant to be written. But then it says, Ki al pi hadvar mo'ela, al pi sounds like Torah has to be said bal peh. Ha-ketzat. So how do you reconcile this? So he said the following, Dvarim shebiksav iyato reshoi lo'imr mal peh, and Dvarim shebal peh iyato reshoi lo'imr miksav. He said, Sedot tzvei din, Sedot Torah shebiksav, and Sedot Torah shebal peh. Torah shebiksav had to be written, and not only had to be written, iyato reshoi lo'imr mal peh, and then there was the Torah Shabbat Peh. And Dvarim Shabbat Peh, Iyat HaRishoy, Lo'im HaMiksav, was something that could not be written. The Gemara continued, and the Gemara talked a little bit more about the Indian of Torah Shabbat Peh. And the Gemara said, Om Rabbi Yoichanan, like Karz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael, Ela Bishvil Torah Shabbat Peh, Shenever Ki Al Pi HaDvarim Ela Karat Itcha Bris Ves Yisrael. And the Bris, the Dogash of the Bris is Al Pi HaDvarim Ela, it's referring to the Torah Shabbat Peh. So once upon a time, the Torah, which is everything. It's istako by raisu bara alma. It's beracious, bishvila toirish and ikrareishis. It underpins every fiber and every moment and every tenu of every single yid. The Torah, once upon a time, was perceived as being shnei toirais. Of course, shtayim sheinachas. But fundamentally different. There was toirish shebiksav and toirish shebapeh, which again complement each other and together make up the Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis. But at the same time, really two units, which were very, very different. There was the written, Torah Shebiksav, and then there was the oral, which was the Torah Shebapeh. The written is the Chaf Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. The oral is the Messiah. It's the Torah Shebapeh. And they had to be that way. Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyat Torah Shoy Lo Imre Malpeh, and Dvarim Shebapeh, so because it's late, we'll just start, make aschala, and then Be'ezra Hashem will be mashlim everything tomorrow. So first things first, it feels from the way we've always understood this inyan of Dvarim Shebapeh, Iyata Rashoy Lekoisvan, and Dvarim Shebiksav, that the Gedah Advarim was that there's an Isser to recite Torah Shebiksav Bal Peh. So if you want to say a pasuk in the Torah and you don't have a Chumash in front of you, Aser. And Dvarim Shebal Peh, it was Aser to write. In fact, if you ask the man on the street, when was it that it became okay to write Torah Shebal Peh? He'll tell you, it was Rabbi Yudan Asi. Eis lasli slashem, heferu teirasecha. Rabbi Yudan Asi realized that in the event that Torah Shabbat Peh was not going to be written, eventually it was going to be forgotten. And therefore, he went and he was mechadish. That even though there's an Isser, and it sounds like it might be an Isser deiraisa of writing Torah Shabbat Peh, but Poshit, because of a concern that Torah maybe would be forgotten, so he said, "Hey, Feiru Torah Sech, we're going to be made for a din in the Torah, Pasha, because I'm concerned that if we're not going to do this, it's very, very possible that Torah is going to be forgotten." This is the Pasha, stating that if you take a look at Rabbi Reuven Margolis's Sefer right here, Nitzoy Tzayar, he says that it's a mistake. It's a mistake, and this is Pasha fundamental, it's foundational in terms of understanding how life was once. He begins by making a Meir de Gemara de Gedeik. The Gemara says, Ha-ketza, Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyato Rashoy Lo Oimram Malpeh. And Dvarim Shebalpeh, Iyato Rashoy Lo Oimram Biksav. Freight Rabbi Reuven Margolis, what does it mean, Dvarim Shebalpeh, Iyato Rashoy Lo Oimram Biksav? It's a funny Lashon. You can't say it, Biksav. Iyato Rashoy Lo Koisvan. What does it mean? Iatora shoylo oimram biksav. Dvarim shabiksav iatora shoylo oimram alpe. Yeah, you can't say balpe something that you can look inside and read from inside. But what does it mean? Dvarim shabalpe iatora shoylo oimram biksav. Just the funny way of saying it. Dvarim shabalpe iatora shoylo kais. Says Rabbi Ruvim Margolis. The teretz is pasha. The teretz is there's a gemara in Masech the Shabbos that Vava Mudeis. Moreover, there's talking about the Lamites Malachis, and the gemara says, "On my Rav, Rav said, Motsasi Megillah Star in Bei Rav Chia. I found a hidden scroll in the yeshiva of Rav Chia, the Kosev Ba, and it said the following: Isi ben Yehuda, Omer Isi ben Yehuda said, Avos Malachis Mem Chazar Achas. There are 39 Avos Malachis, Ve'enei Chayev Ela Achas, and it says Ve'enei Chayev Ela Achas, and a whole discussion in the gemara what this Megillah Star meant." A little bit cryptic. But the bottom line is, Rav said, I found a hidden scroll. Talk to Hilga Rashi. What does it mean, I found a Megillah star? Shehisti Ruah. This was a scroll that had Torah written on it, but it was hidden. And the reason is, Mipnei Shaloi Nitna Likasev. Because this was a time where Torah Shavar Peh was not allowed to be written. Therefore, Ukeshashayimim Divrei Yachid, if a yachid would hear a chiddush, something that, as far as he knows, the olam doesn't know, the koisven oisam, he would write it. So it shouldn't be forgotten, but at the same time, mysterious on the Megillah, he would go ahead and he would hide it. So Rav said, "I found the Megillah Starim," and Rashi tells us the history of the Megillah Starim. You know what the history is? Because sometimes a person would be learning, he would hear a chiddush, and he wanted to make sure that this chiddush wouldn't be forgotten. So what did he do? He would write it. But the problem is, you're writing Torah Shavah Peh, so he would go ahead and he would hide it. The kasha is, what do you mean you're hiding it? You're going to eat chaser, but you're going to be hiding? You're going to do it when nobody's looking? Well, what does this even mean? What's this inyan that they would write the Torah Shavah Peh? But they would hide. If it's us to write the Torah Shabbat Peh, you can't hide it. And if it's not us to write the Torah Shabbat Peh, then write it. Teretz says it was us to write the Torah Shabbat Peh. Gittin daf sam chamed beis. So what exactly is this Megillah Starim? It's very, very not clear. But it certainly sounds like it was mutter to go ahead and to write Torah Shabbat Peh, albeit as long as you do it in an edel oifen. And therefore it became known as the Megillah Starim. Rav Ruvim Margolis is mitzayin another Maramakim. And this Maramakim is the Rambam in his classic Hakdama to his Yad Chazaka. So Kiyadua, the Rambam in his Hakdama to the Yad Chazaka, he goes through the whole Shalshalas of the Torah Shabbat Peh, and then the Rambam says the following. He says, "Umimois Moshe Rabbeinu v'ad Rabbeinu HaKadosh, from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rabbeinu HaKadosh, loichibru chibur shemilamdim oisoi berabim v'Torah Shabbat Peh." There was no chibur that had ever been composed that was used to teach Torah Shabbat Peh Berabim. Okay, we have to be medayit l'shoyne yazov shal Rambam. Umi mois Moshe Rabbeinu v'ad Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Loi chibru chibur. Nobody wrote a composition. Shemelamdim oisai berabim b'Torah Shabbat Peh. That was made up of Torah Shabbat Peh, where somebody would use this book, this Gemara, and would go teach Torah Berabim. El. Every single generation, Rosh Bezdin Oynavi, Shaya Ba'isei Adar, the leader of the Dar, Hayu, he would write for himself. He would write all the halachas that he was makabel from his rabbi. And then when it came time to teach it, he would teach it balpe. V'chein, says the rabbim, kol echad ve'echad, every person that was listening to this of darshan, koisev la'atzmoy, kifi koichoy mibir atoyra umihil chayseh kemoy shashama. He would go ahead and he would take notes. He would write it. And people would write all the chidushim of the dar. This is the way it was until Rabbeinu HaKadosh came. He was mekabetz all the different shmuyos. V'chol adinim, v'chol abiyurim, v'apirushin sheshamu mivoyish Rabbeinu, v'shalamdu bezin shebechol dar v'dar v'chol ha-Torah kula. See, he went ahead and he took all these manuscripts that people had been writing, v'chiber mehakol sefer ha-mishnah, and he made a chibur, and that chibur was called sefer ha-mishnah. V'shinenu le-talmidim v'rabim, And then he and all the rebbes went, and they would start teaching Talmidim Berabim from this Mishnayos. V'nigla l'chol Yisrael. V'kasvu kulam. Everybody started writing it. V'rabtzu v'chol makim. And they started mass producing it. And why did he do this? Shloit tishtakach toirat shabal pem Yisrael. V'lo mas Rabbeinu HaKadosh kach v'lo yiniach adavi k'mo Yishahayu. And the Rambam says it's in Tzvaitama. Why did he do this? L'fisha rosh ha-talmidim ismatin. V'holchem. V'ad soreis mischachos u'bois. U'malchus roi mi'poshetes b'olam. Umiskaberes, Vyisrael Miskalglin Vaholchim Le Kitzvois. Right, Mamish, all the raid that we spoke about last week in the Sugi of Kamtsavar Kamtso. So it's for all of these reasons, Chiber Chibur Echod Lios Biyat Kulam, Kideshi Lamdu, Bimeheir of Lo Yishkach, Vyeshev Kol Yom of Hu Bezdin of Lomdu, a Mishnah Berabim, the Elam Doyle Chachomim, and it goes and talks about Rabbi Danasi's Bezdin, etc., etc. But the Rambam so clearly, Kedarke Bakoydash, he says that Torah Shabbat Peh was always been written. Going back to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, people were writing Torah Shabbat Peh. Narvas, what didn't they do? What they didn't do is they didn't teach Torah Shabbat Peh Berabim mitoich haksav. But rather, when they would teach it, they would teach it bal peh. Again, the Rambam's lashon was umi mois moisha ad Rabbeinu Hakadosh loy chibru chibur shemelamdin oisay berabim mitoich bal peh. That's the dogush. They didn't create a chibur where they would teach from it bal peh. Ela b'chol dar b'dor roish bezin oinavi koisav laatzmoi v'chulu v'hu melamed al peh l'rabim. But when it came to teach, he would teach bal peh. And by the way, everyone's taking notes. They could take notes, then they weren't teaching anyways. That wasn't an issue. There's no problem writing Torah Shabbat peh. The problem is taking Torah Shabbat peh and teaching it mitoich haksav. The nekuda is not writing or not writing. The nekuda is how you're giving it over. Are you giving it over mitoich haksav, or are you giving it over mitoich al peh? And that's what Rashi means in Shabbos, Davav and Beis. They would write it, but they would hide it. Why would they hide it? Presumably, so you shouldn't teach from it. So you shouldn't be michsel. Our Gemara was mamish like something that can be machsel you. Because if you're going to open up a Gemara, you're going to start teaching Barabim, you are over the sister. So the Isser was never writing. Rashi says it, and the Rambam, it's mefurish. That was never the problem. They were always writing. They were always manuscripts. It's possible you could find a manuscript that's 3,000 years old. Nah, it's not a fraud. Could be real. It's possible. And even though it's Torah Shabbat Peh, even if it's Mishnah, they had Mishnahs in those days, there's no problem. The Chiddush was that they started teaching Torah, Berabim mitoich haksav, and not relying on an oral tradition. The Chiddush Rabbeinu HaKadosh was is that he made one chibur, that he mass-produced it. It wasn't just kolecha decha kaisav lach. There's a lot of chiddush. There's a lot in this Rambam, obviously. But at the same time, Vasa Negeya, the actual isser of writing Torah Shabbat Peh, was never the isser. There was never an isser of writing Torah Shabbat Peh. Zokri Ruvim Ragolis, it's mamish to diuk in the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says, okay, it's that. Dvarim shebiksav iato reshoi lo emrim bal peh. If it's dvarim shebiksav, you're not allowed to say it bal peh. And dvarim shebal peh, iato reshoi, doesn't say iato reshoi lo koisvan. Iato reshoi lo emrim biksav. You can't say it mitoich haksav. Just like dvarim shebiksav iato reshoi lo emrim bal peh, you can't say it bal peh. Dvarim shebal peh, iato reshoi lo emrim biksav. It's the same lo emrim. You can't say it mitoich haksav. But it doesn't say Yator Rashi Lekoyis, because that's not true. Ayin Rashi Shabbos Davov Amidbeis, and Ayin Hakdamas HaRambam to the Yad Chazak. Mamish Dvarim Neflam V'ruyin Advarim L'Misha Omram. Pun intended. But that's the point. The point is that there's no Isser to write Torah Shabbat Peh. The Isser was to take Torah Shabbat Peh and to say it and to teach it and to be an Omram. To be an Omram Mitoich Haksav. We needed that the Mesorah should be Bal Peh, as opposed to the Messiah being mitoich haksav.